Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And I hope my sister Kim Millicom will come in today. I'm not quite sure. Reach out to her, so she may jump in today, hopefully so, on Monday. Today's Monday, March the 12th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and supporting the network. And just speaking of that, everyone, if you would please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making donations to the network so that we can continue to have shows. You can do that by going to the website and making a donation there, or becoming a member in BTR Community. For $24 a year, you can be a part of the social media outlet that's been put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities. Very easy to do. $24 a year will not hurt. For those of you that see that this program is worth that, please engage in that so that we can continue to have the platform that is so beneficial to us all, from the relationships to the opportunities. So important. Without Black Talk Radio Network, things would be much, especially going forward. And, you know, you hear me talk about that. And I think as we continue to move along, you're going to see that play itself out. I just want this platform to be as beneficial to you as it has been for me, and for those that it should be here, so that we can make sure that it will continue to have that spring of fortune for those that we have yet not named. Very, very important. So please, $24 a month is not going to, for those of you that it's not going to hurt, or you're not even going to miss it, or you can use this in a dedicated way. I'm going to tell you today's show is really about disciplines, and this is one of the disciplines that we should have, saving our overall mediums, our overall avenues of communications, our lines of relationships, and also the propaganda machine that will best benefit us. So Black Talk Radio Network is definitely can be used in that way. Okay, so please support the network. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that with us via Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. We also give classes, and we have real money that you convert your cash into real money. So give us a reach out to us, check it out, and then email info@prosperitymint. Someone will get in contact with you and make sure that you understand the overall buying process and explain it to you. And you need to know that it's to your benefit. Won't be used for anything else but that. Okay? So very, very important that we do that. Okay, next, I'm going to get into, one second, having some problems here, one second. Okay, we're going to get into today's show. Today's show, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And today's show, a starting point in preparedness, finding your lane. And we want to talk about you starting your preparedness program and why that's so important. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. You don't have to just be preparing for one thing. You should just be preparing for the future. Unknown events or events that you know are going to happen, and that takes a measure of discipline, especially for the adversities that we may not be aware of. So give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay? So today's show, a starting point in preparedness, finding your lane. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news, and we'll get into today's show. And as always, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056 is the number. All right, so first article, got this one, I think is very important. First article I got from Cerebrally Naive Network. It was a couple of articles this weekend but I kind of took off this weekend, and I'm going to stop working on the weekends, y'all. It's just too much for your boy. So kind of chilled this weekend, so I kept my, you know, finger lightly on the pulse of what's going on in the world, which is, you know, we know what's happening. So I'm trying to get some rest, you know, in my mind, my everything. And I think that's a very, very important part of, and we'll talk about that, it's an important part of preparedness, is actually having a discipline to sit your butt down sometimes and just relax. Not doing that all the time, but at certain points in time. Very, very important, and a part that's very often overlooked in preparedness. So check out this article. This one comes from Cerebrally Naive Network. In this American town, guns are required by law. In Kennesaw, Georgia, a local law says that every head of household residing in the city limits is required to maintain a firearm. The mayor said, if you're going to commit a crime in Kennesaw and you're the criminal, you're going to take a chance that the homeowner is a law-abiding citizen. And so, very, very, you know, very significant article. This city has one of the lowest crime rates, and I definitely think is because of multiple things. One, it's because when people resonate in a certain way. When people resonate in a certain way, then they have a direction that everyone plays their role. And more importantly, probably, is that the people definitely want to have an environment that It's other things that go along, but still, all in all, this is what they all agree upon, and there's a collective prudence to that whole thing. And regardless of how you feel about the community, or it has one of the lowest crime rates, which it definitely can have, and you can see the opposite where there's trying to have stringent gun laws, and they have a whole lot of gun violence for a lot of reasons. It's because of poverty and people, but that is all a ploy of the system. And I just want to say one of the things here. You start to hear a lot about what you have been, and you've seen this new attention given to the mass shootings that just all of a sudden popped out of nowhere in the past 5 years. And you can see them growing, and we didn't have this type of stuff, but, and I think there's a reason why, and it was definitely a purpose reason. One of the things is that many of us look at the guns and we don't look at the pills, P-I-L-L, the pills, P-I-L-L-S, the pills that go along with this. And it's really the pills that, in my opinion, are the one of the driving forces here. Look at how many people are medicated with psych meds in some form or fashion. How prevalent that is, from our children to their parents and their grandparents. And it's going to have there's going to be a reaction or a consequence to that. Look at all of these shooters. Look at them. They look completely drugged out. And I don't think that's a coincidence. It's an agenda. So check out that article. Excuse me, you all. Check out that article. Next article got from the Financial Post. Very, very important. And I brought this up last week right away. And this was from Lawrence Solomon. The real reason that Trump's steel tariffs is because he's preparing for war. And this is what I said last week right away when they started talking about the tariffs and when they finally did it. It's exactly what it was. And they were reading through, if you look back at that overall speech, you read between the lines, it tells you everything. In this article from the Financial Post, President Trump's decision to apply steep tariffs to steel imports on the grounds of national security met with a loud chorus of protests at home and abroad. But many trying to divide what possibly could be going on through Trump's mind, and basically saying that it is all a play for war. Yep, I definitely saw that, but it's choreographed. And so check out that article. We'll have some more about that. And this is some of the reasons why we should be preparing. There's, information that the U.S. was probably going to strike. And I definitely said this, that we got to be careful after the Olympics, because there's probably something that's going to happen after the Olympics. And it's been alleged that this week was the week that the U.S. military, under the direction of the celebrity figurehead Trump, was going to actively engage militarily North Korea. How deep that overall strike would have been, don't know, but I do think that it's just been delayed. It will happen, because the system definitely needs that to happen. But that is some of the rumors. Or I definitely could see that being true, so I have no problem saying it, because we've been talking about it for a while. So check out that article. Next article I got from the U.S. Today, Trump-Kim summit. Will it happen? And other key questions. So check out that article. Next article, this wasn't an article, this was a YouTube video. Today, yesterday was the anniversary of the Fukushima earthquake that caused for the nuclear reactors to be unrepairably damaged. And I definitely think that there was a China syndrome that went on there, or a And they're trying to, well, what they say, the reactors, they're trying to keep the reactors from complete meltdown. Yesterday was the 7-year anniversary of that overall earthquake in 2012 on 3/11/2012. And those reactors are still spewing radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere and into the oceans at probably unmeasurable amounts. So the overall and the overall health effects of that are going to start to show itself in due time. So there is no crisis that we're really preparing for. It actually has already happened. And I would definitely say to you to engage in detoxifying your body from heavy metals as much as you possibly can. It won't hurt. It's definitely something that you can definitely get into, and we'll talk about some of the ways that you should be doing that as well in your preparedness, because that's definitely something, especially if you're on the West Coast. But it really doesn't matter where you are in the country. It's already spread throughout the world, and it continues to spread. So check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News. Unregulated capitalism at work. U.S. credit card debt hits $1 trillion. A first in global capitalism, U.S. citizens' consumer credit card debt has now topped $1 trillion. For the first time in history, consumer credit card debt in America has risen above the benchmark of $1 trillion. And we laid out on Friday how much $1 trillion is. So check out that article. Next article. And I just want to say this article is kind of funny because it has a picture of the seal of California. And I just want to say, you know, it's so funny that they have this woman that's here, and it's a woman that never existed, and it's being replaced with a queen that did exist, Queen Khalifia. And it shows the emblem of, and that's where I think that they stole that whole. Check for on your own, and you could do a little research on that. All right, so we got this from the Washington Examiner. California overreacting and presume every homeschool parent is a child abuser. This is all a part of snatching the children. Check out that article. Then I got another article from The Guardian. It shows that a plane skid off the runway on the Black Sea coast in Turkey. Woo! Man. And I think that plane picture represent a lot that's going on in the world and within this country and our neighborhoods, is that it's about to slip off the side completely. Now, imagine if you were on that plane and, you know, you don't know that the condition of it unless you were in the window seat and you could look out the window and see. And just imagine the panic that people were going through that's there. This is one thing that's very, very important. One of the reasons why it's so important to prepare, because then you're able to control the overall urge to panic. Because people that are unprepared panic. They panic. Because panicking has never solved anything. It's only made things worse. And could you imagine all those people run into one particular exit? How much? I'm just really surprised and glad that this plane did not continue to slide. And thank goodness for that. But it really is a picture of why you have to be prepared. And being this, imagine if you're on that and you're a thinking individual. See, a lot of times because the system has schooled us to play the fool all the time, and it's okay to be dumb, meaning not aware of not being able to hear or see, and actually, you know, to not be cerebral about things and think about them. Imagine if you had a group of people on there that were thinkers, and they saw that the plane was in this position. And they knew that they had to get off the plane in a slow, methodical, orderly fashion, since there was no fire, but that I know of. I can't tell. It could have been a fire on board, you know, unless there was smoke that was filling the fuselage or the cabin. But imagine that they're in this predicament, but by panicking, it will only make it worse. Imagine if people were prepared and they were able to assess threats and then respond to those threats accordingly. One, they would have a faster response than someone that's panicking, screaming, and just, you know, a hazard to everyone, just hastily causing a new problem. And people move methodically and quickly because they were able to assess. Man, that's a powerful, powerful people. We need to be that type of people. Check out that article. Next article, the Rise posted this one. The Saudi royal family and diplomats have been enslaving people in the U.S. Check out that that article that Rise posted there. Next article, Rise posted from AP News. U.S. budget deficit jumps to $215 billion in February. Good Lord. Woo! $215 billion in February. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from the Global News. Daylight saving times. It's not just sleep here. Here are some of the other things affected by the time change. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from the Free Thought. State Congress passes bill to confiscate legal guns from all 18 and 20-year-olds. Illinois. The Illinois House has passed a bill that will require legal gun owners to hand over ownership of heretofore legally possessed guns. Now, this most tyrannical bill has moved to the Senate and is one step away from becoming law. The bill is HB 1465. So check out that article. One second. Let me just text this one person on the air. And it's funny, people know I'm on the air, and they still... Okay, one second. One second, I can't do two things at one time. Yes, I can, y'all. So check out the... check out that article, and that is critical. Because if you're looking at... This is how you completely subjugate people. You start to move little things that then you can expand them after the fact. And this is really, really smart. This is because it works. Check out that article. Next article. Rise got this from Business Insider. Putin and Xi Jinping are dreaming of polar silk road while the U.S. is left out in the cold. Yes, definitely are doing that. Next article, Rise got this one from the Association for Psychological Science. Researchers delve into data on video games and aggression in kids. Definitely. Definitely, definitely. There's a long-standing debate over the impact of video games, especially violent games, on children's development and later aggressive tendencies. Check out that article. Great article there. Next article, Rise posted this one is from Telegraph. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Stellar, Litecoin, and so forth, price movement. Also, Rise posted this from Cointelegraph. Binance offers 250,000 bounty for the arrest of hackers, which the hacking happened on March the 7th. And last article, I posted this one from Press TV. Syria has every right to defend its citizens, Russia says. Russia says Syrian government has every right to defend its own citizens against terrorists who are wreaking havoc in the Arab country during a Monday meeting of the UN Security Council. Russian ambassador said Damascus has every right to try to remove the threat to the safety of its citizen, describing the militia held eastern city near the capital as a hotbed of terrorism. And believe me, everyone, I posted something about it, where they were talking about, yeah, I did. Let me just get this article. It was about the news. There was an article that I meant to post that was talking about how the U.S. was going to put Russia, Syria, and Iran on notice because of chemical weapons supposedly that we use there. Where have you heard that before? That's the pretense for war. So, all right, so that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. It's not the number. It's 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is our number. And if you'd like to jump in on that, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So we're going to jump into today's show. So, man, that was a lot. All right, so let me just pull some stuff up. And today's show is a starting point in preparedness and finding your lane. And I think it's appropriate for us to have that type of conversation now because there are a lot of situations why you should do that. And I want to just start off with, real quickly, I wanted this one article about this from Cerebrally Naive Network. Hold on 1 second. That actually brings light to a city or a town in Georgia that requires, they have a law that all of its heads of households in that city have to maintain a firearm. So let me just read this real quick, and it has a lot to do with our overall preparedness. In this American town, guns are required by law. And this was an article from Wednesday, March the 7th, 2018, in Cerebrally Naive Network. Real quickly, here it goes. As the debate over gun continues in Washington and in the communities across the country, there is at least one place where owning a gun is technically required by law. In Kennesaw, Georgia, locals say that every head of household residing in the city limits. Hold on 1 second. In the city limits is required to maintain a firearm. If you're going to commit a crime in Kennesaw, you're the criminal. You're going to take a chance that the homeowner is a law-abiding citizen, meaning that they have a firearm, and that's what the mayor said. Wayne Arnold is one of those citizens. Among the weapons that he keeps at home is an AR-15-style 223 caliber rifle and a variety of handguns and more. It gives me the ability to protect myself as opposed to being somewhere where you wouldn't want where you wouldn't be allowed to have a firearm or is frowned upon, said Arnold. Move down. More or less, is it a political statement? It may be that the law in Kennesaw to own a gun, but the police department says it's not actually enforced. Many local CNN members spoke to assumed that the law dated back to the town's founding, but it was actually only enacted in 1982. It was meant to be kind of a crime deterrent, said Lieutenant Graydon of their police department, who's been with the Kennesaw Police Department for over 30 years. It was also more or less a political statement because the city of Morton Grove, Illinois, passed a city ordinance banning guns from their city limits. And I just want to say this real quick. For all those places that have banned those type of firearms, what was the result? Those firearms are already there. And the very systematic rule that we have is the ones that placed all those guns in a covert way into the communities. And I'm not saying that guns is a solution to problems, but I'll get to what I'm saying in a minute. But it has everything to do with preparedness here, and that's what we're saying here. And I'm not saying that every person, it should be a law that every person should have one. I think that, in my opinion, every person should choose if they want to have one or not. And for those that make that decision to do it, then you should be properly trained and know how to utilize it. And those that don't want to use those type of things, that's fine. But I don't think that the people that have firearms should tell the people that don't have firearms to get firearms. And the people that don't have firearms shouldn't tell people that do have firearms, you need to get rid of that. Because it's a moot point. If someone feels that they need to protect themselves, there's very logical reasons as to why they feel that way. Just because you don't feel that way, you don't have the same life experience as those individuals. But I guarantee you this. Let someone catch you sleeping in the middle of the night, not saying that it's only under these conditions, and I won't just say that, under this condition. But let you be at home alone, sleeping, and then someone breaks into your house or two people break in your house. Let me ask you, at that particular point, would you be for having firearms as a means of protection, or would you say, nah, I don't need it, I'll handle it myself? Right then and there. Oh, Darby, we already know what that answer is going to be. How about this? Well, this. You live somewhere out in the boonies, and you're out doing whatever your chores are, and then, all of a sudden, you have an encounter with a animal that poses you harm, from a, God forbid, a bear, a black bear. And let me tell you something about black bears. You can't play dead with no black bears. Would you wish you had a way to and a means to protect yourself? Or are you going to try to reason with that bear? Are you going to try to reason with those individuals that broke into your house? Are you going to try to reason with that individual that didn't break in your house but mean you some harm when you were minding your business? Reasoning has gone out the table as soon as that person has decided to violate you. See, one thing that we have to remember, if someone decides to do something to you, the likelihood of you being able to talk them out of it is very, very minimal. And not only that, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not that convincing. When people are crazy, people are crazy. People are crazy. But let me get back to this, and then we'll get to why I think this is important and one of the things that you should be utilizing as a tool to protect yourself and your family. Back then, the town had a population of just a few thousand. Over three decades later, the law is still on the books. And that's his key. One of the things is the law is still on the books. Laws never get taken off the books, ladies and gentlemen. They just get enforced or not enforced. So when they say that debtors' prisons is, yes, there are debtors' prisons. It's just a matter of the states are going to enforce them or not, meaning they put them on the books so later on that they can bring them back if they want to bring them back. They're going to use it to maintain control over people at all times. And as Scotty always tells you, there are debtors' prisons to this day, and gave all the examples. And child support was one. And all of the different ways that, you know, and how they do it is that today's, what they do is they don't send you to prison for, or they don't lock you up for not paying your debts. What they do is they get you on a court order. But not only that, what they also do is that the overall collection agencies have changed their overall tactics in seizing the overall debts. And how they do is they get a judge to make an order, then they enforce that order that, hey, they told you to do and you didn't do. That's debtor's prison. There's no way. It's, no matter how you slice it, the reason why they said it is because of debt. And the debt system today is completely fraudulent. It's beyond loan sharking. It's RICO. But let me go on to this. Okay, so miss my spot. Today, Kennison has a town of about 33,000 people, and it has one murder in the last 6 years, and a violent crime rate of below 2%. And this is with 33,000 people. But it's unclear whether that has any to do with the gun law or not. Let's stop there. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because if you don't want to say that that it's unclear whether it has anything to do with the gun law or not, then you could also go into areas that have high crime where they're using the overall firearms in commission of the so-called crimes that you are reporting and you are counting. I never vote because I don't know who's going to count the vote. So you don't know who's really counting the overall crime statistics as well. So if you can't use it here, then you can't use it there. This is how Cerebrally Naive Network, a.k.a. Central News Network, CIA Network, is trying to maneuver opinions that give the overall system more control. Because it says, but it's unclear whether that has anything to do with guns, that they have 33,000 people, one murder, and their crime rate below 2%. But they say, oh, but we can't use that. Then you can't use that when in Chicago. But I'm going to tell you the reasons why it's probably that way is because all of those people in that town, all 33,000 people live there for specific reasons, regardless if those reasons are more or not more. That's not the overall question. The solution to it all is that there needs to be collective prudence among us to be in certain areas for a reason, a collective prudent reason. So don't get we can't get mad at this city, even though I don't know where it is in Georgia. Meaning, you know what I mean by that. I don't know what they really believe there in Georgia. I don't know how they really live their lives. But the power of this is, look, 33,000 people with a crime rate of below 2%. Why in the world can't we do that? I'm going to tell you we can. But we have to first walk away from the system to do that. Because the system doesn't want us to be there. The system wants us to be under the overall guidelines of subjugation and enslavement in the way that they have us in the cities now. But not just 33,000. It's millions of people. Hundreds of thousands of people. It is possible. But it takes a different way of thinking. Let me go on with the article. City officials say that their relationship with the community is a key factor in maintaining public safety. We cannot say that just the gun law contributes to X number of percentage of why we have such a low crime rate. But in part of it, but it doesn't need to be overlooked from what we need to move this down, Moonson. But it needs to be looked at from a whole picture. Graydon said, don't just look at the ordinance. A small town that gets questioned from around the world. As communities across the county are reexamining their relationship with guns in the wake of the recent mass shootings, officials say that they have been getting calls from all over the country and even as far away as Norway inquiring about the town's gun laws. We get a lot of calls, conversation. It seems to keep crime control, gun safety, and things like that on the minds of many of the residents because people are constantly talking about the gun laws. So that's been somewhat of a benefit to us. And I wanted to stop there because of this. What's really happening here? I don't know, you know, when you talk about government, and I think in the true form of government, it's a form of a tribal ordinance or tribal decision of people that know each other. Federalized government, state governments, they don't work because the overall people that are supposed to be representing have no attachment to you at all. You don't even have anything in common with these individuals. These individuals that are in Washington, D.C. and in your state capitals, you have no connection with them. Their overall lifestyles and who they deal with and what their overall business conference calls are have nothing to do with you at all. Has everything with exploiting you, using you, to their benefit or to the overall benefit of the one that called the conference call. I always like to say this, and I said it on Friday. If you don't have a seat at the dinner table, that's because you're on the menu. And one of the things with us with preparing, we have to first really realize that it's going to take people that know each other to establish the overall connections that are necessary that will promote self-determination and sovereignty in agreement with one with another. It is from the person that you can touch and commune with. When's the last time you talked to Obama? When's the last time you talked to celebrity figure Trump? When was the last time that you talked to whomever it is that you voted for? That's why voting don't work. I would say tribal, cohesive direction is unstoppable. And this community kind of represents that from just the standpoint on the gun issue. They've all there made a decision. They're well aware about their overall ordinance before it became a topic on Celebrity Naive, a Cerebrally Naive Network. Everyone knew what was there. One, it's an agreement. Every contract, the first thing in a contract has to have is consideration. It's one side considering another side, and in that consideration where there is an agreement that they are trying to reach. And one of the most, even in today's world for man society, the rule of law starts first with a contract. Laws are contracts. You have to make sure that you're represented in that contract. You have to be the one that is the author of it and the one that upholds it and the one that signs it. So often we are given contracts that we're just signed to. And when you just sign a contract, that means that you are agreeing to what was ever put in the contract at the best interest of the one that handed you the paper. Our dollars are a contract. And coupons are contracts. And we sign away so much. And we're exploited by it all. So in this city, it exemplifies what you can do with collective prudence. It's 33,000 people. Do all those people get along with each other and know each other? I have no clue. But I do see something. They had 2% crime rate. Don't know who's counting it. Once again, that could be a screwed. You know, numbers don't lie, but the people that put the data in do. It could be anything, but that's not the point, or it shouldn't be the emphasis that we should be looking at. Look at what you can do when you agree with people. I don't care if you like the neighborhood or not. If you don't like the neighborhood, then you should get with other individuals that are in agreement to that to establish a different neighborhood. If you're not doing that, then all you're doing is just talking. All we're doing is marching. All we're doing is protesting. We're not building. We're not creating. We're not connecting. Any person that I have a connection with, that connection is more important to me than any disagreement. That should be the emphasis. That should be a part of the deciding factor, or the execution of our free will should be based in that connection. And we've lost connection within our community because we are always trying to have relationships by someone other means and methods that establishes within the community and say, this is how you're supposed to respond to each other. And we say, okay, and we do just that. Now complain about this, and we'll complain about it. It's like a Simon Says this. Simon Says, the old gang, Simon Says for you to act a fool. Simon Says for you to march. Simon Says for you to vote. Simon Says for you to think this way. Simon Says for you to buy this. Simon Says for you to go see this. Simon Says for you to read this. Simon Says for you to feel this way. Simon Says. Simon, keep talking. Simon, pretty powerful. Simon has a bunch of lives. We as people have given up our one. So the point that I'm trying to make here in this city is the power of collective prudence. And that's the number one thing that you're going to need the discipline to do in preparing. Because I think that we can all come up with a consideration that certain things are a threat to us. That means that that's our common ground. And off that common ground, we should make sure that that common ground is an anchorable bedrock for us to put our foundation on. Meaning, is that common ground strong enough for us to build off of? Does it have, it isn't that relevant in our lives? Does it have that much influence? And see, I think that it's very, very important for us to look at what is influencing us and what is necessary. What influence is being utilized? And what's necessary? In that town, they wanted low crime rate. And they said, okay, well, you want a low crime rate? Here's how we do it. We'll send a message out to everybody outside of our city that if you're going to create a crime in this city, come here to create a crime in this city, you might be going up against a law-abiding citizen that has a gun, meaning that we're going to support everybody that has a gun. Not only are you going to get shot by the overall neighbor, but everybody on the block going to take a shot. Now, could that be based in some other things in history? Absolutely it could, but still the point of the matter is this, is that they are all on one accord in that. And so they're committed to that. And what are they committed to that by? By energy, ladies and gentlemen. They're not bound by that, by talk. And it's so prevalent that they don't even enforce it. They don't need to enforce that. It has actionable enforcement. And that's one of the things that we have to be made aware of, how important and how much leverage and momentum that gains you is by having actionable enforcement. You don't make anybody do things. People do things very well that they like to do. They will do those things very well. They'll find time to do it. They'll find the energy to do it. They'll find the time when they're short on time. They'll find the energy when they're tired. Has all of the makings for success. And when we talk about preparing, that is something that we should be considering or establishing a contract with. And the principle from this article remains true. 33,000 have less than 2%. One murder in 6 years. If 33,000 can do it, then 1 million can do it. 3 million can do it. Then Chicago can do it. LA can do it. Memphis can do it. Helena, Mariana, Arkansas can do it. You can do it. We can do it. And I think that is really high time that we start having actionable plans to do it. And I'm going to tell you, don't wait for a leader, because that comes with bondage. Every leader places a collar around your neck. That's what a lead does. And it gives your overall energy to the one that controls the end of that lead. We're going to be facing things prepared or unprepared. What condition you go into the obstacles may not be determined by you, but your overall barometer or response to it is exclusively yours and exclusively ours. So every individual that's listening, don't look at this from backwards to you. Meaning, don't look at a grandiose this city and, oh, we should do it. I want it to be like this here. No, start where you are and look at how you can go out and then go to the next person, and before you know it, like a domino effect, it will all just start to fall into place. No, it won't be easy. Too valuable to be easy. Too valuable to be easy. And too critical to be ignored is the state of our community. So, high time that we start to start somewhere and start to prepare for our individual, family, and community future. Not just preparing for global nuclear war one, or the economic downturn, or hyperinflation, or the wealth transfer, or the untied states of America. How about we prepare for what? Harmony. How about we prepare for what? Unity. How about we prepare for what? Prosperity. How about we prepare for respect? And there's a conditioning that we have to have in order to do it. And oh, believe me, we've been so brutalized that we have become what we had to endure. And when you become what you had to endure, no longer was the creator of the problem an issue. The true oppressor becomes our own minds, our own selves. And this has to be broken. And the only way it can be broken is by the same way that it was created, by the force of will, by the energy of will, and by the actions of consideration, by those that saw profitability, prosperity, and sustainability by creating something, even if it was immoral or wrong, or murderous, or enslaving, or a means that deprives one of what's rightfully theirs and given to a colonizer. Still is the truth. So, today's show is, where's our starting point? This article from Cerebrally Naive Network is really a starting point as to how we look at different things. 33,000, 2% crime rate, one murder in 6 years. Is that something that we could possibly build? Yes. But even before building that, our intention should be able to do that for ourselves and within our family and then within the community. We have to start there first. Preparing is a necessity. Have you ever been unprepared for a bill? And when the bill came, oh, shoot. Have you ever been unprepared for an illness? When the illness came, oh, shoot, when it comes. Have you ever been unprepared for an obstacle? When that obstacle comes, oh, shoot. Have you ever been unprepared for an attack? And when that attack comes, oh, shoot. I will tell you, the attacker never wants you to be prepared. Imagine someone stalking you. Do they want you to be prepared or to catch you sleeping? Catch you daydreaming? Catch you preoccupied? Catch you in a circus just running around haphazardly? Whew, got tongue-tied with there. Which way do you think the attacker wants to catch you? Ready? Or scared? I think we all know the answer. The attacker always wants to catch you scared. Because when you're scared because you're unprepared, we need to change that, especially for a lot of things that's going to be coming down. So we're going to jump into that. I would love to hear from some of you all what you think in preparing, some of the things, the essential things that preparing has. And my man Roz is in queue. Roz, we're getting ready to go to the commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, I'm going to go straight to you, my good brother. So listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me one extra minute here, real quick, before we come back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Let's be prepared, y'all. Let's talk about that. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on tonight's conversation on March the 12th, 2018, give us a call. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I really want to emphasize, talk about some of the things in preparing, what we need to have, because we need to start. Everyone is different, so let's just take it from where we are as individuals so that we can share where we are and what we need and some of the things that are critical for us so that can help other people and call in, because you know, there is no set rule outside of the human necessities in preparing. Outside of that, but our conditions and our environments and our circumstances are quite different, because we are diverse people that are all over the place in different climates and different under different circumstances and have different means and objectives and everything else. So we want to give you all as much assistance as we possibly can. We got my man Roz that's in queue to lead it off on the call-ins, and greatly appreciate my brother Roz. What says you?
Peace, Brother Dave. How you doing?
What's up, bro? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm just really tired. It's been a long week and weekend, so I'm just kind of exhausted. But I'm good. It's good to be talking to you.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Roz.
Yeah,
I can hear it in your voice. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
So I wanted to say first, when you were talking about Kennesaw, Georgia, I just thought, like, their police department was getting no work, because ain't nobody running up in there trying nothing. They regulate in their own community. And that law, to me, allows the way that it's written sets it up for the community to regulate themselves. And when you have a community that can regulate itself, it kind of reminds me of what was happening in Spain with the lack of a central government, and these people mm-hmm. were functioning autonomously and were able
the
to
Catalonian.
And get along and be harmonious with one another without any central government. And to me, once the central government's involved, that's when the chaos reigns, because that's when all
right,
the games
Roz.
Are getting played. And to me, like, what you were talking about was just, you know, self-regulation. That's just what it is. And I mean, in areas where it wasn't like that, we took it upon ourselves to regulate our neighborhoods or our areas where we live. And that's what white people do all the time. You don't see nobody running through white neighborhoods getting crazy unless it's other white people. Because they regulate, and they know that people know if you run up in a white neighborhood anywhere that you might get shot. Then that's just how it rolls. So to me, that's just self-regulation right there. I think it's great. I think that that's something that makes sense, and it just sets a precedent right off the rip. So people are going to think 3, 4, 5 times before they try to even attempt to do something. That's why I said I don't think their police force get much use unless it's for some other form of emergency, whether it's a medical or fire or something like that. But I doubt they get much work as far as, you know, crime is concerned. Also, it made me think of my father-in-law. His house is over 100 years old, and it used to be an ice store before it was turned into the ranch that he bought. And when he bought it, I'd never seen a deed this old before, because he had bought it, like, oh, my goodness, it had to have been at least, like, almost 50 years ago. And the way the deed was written, it talked about...
Hold on, Rod.
Go ahead.
Wait, 1 sec. So, got the deed 50 years ago. Okay, so in late 68, and so just to let you know, because I know Rod is about to drop something really, really important. A deed from 1968. Look at how everything is leveraged now. Well, I don't want to get too much in that, but Rod, that's very, very important. A deed from 68 is going to be much different than the ones they have now. But go ahead.
Yes, what blew my mind about it was the way that it was worded. It talked about defending your property by
yes.
any means necessary, meaning you grab them guns and you get busy. If somebody rolls up on your property getting funny, you can handle your business. And I had never seen a deed written so explicitly towards that. And it just
You're
made
right.
me think what type of state Jersey was back in them days. Like, and mind you, it was racist as all get up. It was insanely racist in this area. I call it the Alabama of the North. That's what I call New Jersey, because it's really that hardcore up here with that. But to see that deed written in a similar way to that law in Kennesaw, Georgia, you immediately took my memory right back, because he passed away last year. So we had to go through and find all of this information, you know, just to deal with his estate. And one of those things we came across was this deed, and it just blew my mind. And I like I said, it just makes me like even more that situation in Kennesaw as far as the way that law is written. To me, that's a law for the people. Also, you said something that was extremely important, because Jen and I, we always do a disclaimer regarding anti-blackness before every show we do. And we did it when we took over the duties for you the couple of times that we did the show recently. And something you said
right.
just immediately, once you said this, that what you said is what made me hit the button to speak. And then I just thought of other things I wanted to talk about. But this thing you have said that connection is more important than an argument. And that is something that I kind of address when I deal with that anti-blackness clause that I deal with. Because I always say to people, even if you don't agree, like the importance of us having access to each other. The things that we talk about on and off the air here are things that a lot of us don't even talk about with our own family. So when you have people that you can actually talk to about the things that really matter, that can be life-saving or life-altering, that is the most priceless thing you can have. And to squander that because of something that you don't agree with someone else on is just maliciously stupid. And it's self-mutilating. It's a form of self-mutilation.
Right, Ross. And it really is.
When you said that, it just immediately just hit me right in the dome, like, bing! And I'm just like, that's what I'm talking about. Is it more important for us to disagree about one little thing, whether it's religion, whether it's, you know, anything? Whatever we disagree about, is that more important than our ability to take care of each other and help each other survive what we're dealing with? And that's been the ultimate question for us ever since this third party has gotten involved in the way that we function with one another. They facilitated a rift where the simplest of things can destroy relationships between people, where it shouldn't be that way. And I try my best to be an example of that, as far as just my daily life off the air and the way that I function on the air. And I just thought about that, and I thought it was so important as far as preparedness, because like I said, we have contact and the ability to reach each other, and we talk about and deal with things that most of us cannot talk about at home. We're looked at as the eyeballs, or we're told, oh, there they go with that black stuff again. Whatever the case may be, we can't talk about it at home, but we can sit here and talk to each other. And my thing is, that is what's more important, and that should supersede anything else, because we're all supposed to be working towards a solution to the problem. So that's what I wanted to say for now. Hopefully somebody else chimes in with something good. But you hit me in the head tonight, brother. I thank you. Phenomenal show. And I'll meet my line, brother.
Much love. Much respect, Roz. You know what, man? It's critical when you said that, and it hit me like, you know, it was a ton of bricks as well for me, because that's so true. The conversations that I have here on Tando Radio Show, I don't have with a lot of people, even people that have my own blood lineage. They know me, and I definitely, we talk about different things, but I go nowhere near into depth as I do with you all, because I have a connection with everyone here. And this is the community. This is Kennison that's spread out all over the place. But what we need to really be doing is bringing that to our localization that we are creating the overall tribal movement towards. The collective movement towards the beneficial and prosperous legacy established. And I just want to say, in preparing, it starts with you as an individual. And I want to just say this is so many different things. I want you to chime in at any time. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I would just say, I would like to bring this aspect into it. And my man Thomas is there. I'm going to go to Thomas in 1 second. When we start to look to what it is that we need to prepare for, I think we start here. The fundamentals start with, what do you have to prepare with? What do you already have? Take a survey of what you have. No matter where you are and what condition you're in, you need to first know, what is it that you have? And you'll be surprised that you probably have more than what you thought of that has value to it. When it comes to preparing, things that have value is far more important than things that cost a lot, because things that cost a lot just makes you price sensitive and it doesn't make you aware of value. One, what do you have? Number two, what do you need? And number three, what do you want? A need supersedes a want. And you hope that your needs are more of your needs are underneath your have column. Three things. You need to have a lot of needs underneath your haves. And then you start, after you do that, then you start working on what it is that you would want to help generate momentum for you. And that is really a criteria for everything when it comes to preparing. Have needs and wants. So we're going to focus on that again. I want to go to my man, Thomas, out of NYC. My man, Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother?
Peace, peace, Dave. Peace to everyone.
Peace, peace, my brother.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I just want to say, man, that's a pretty good article. I read it and you posted it today, and first thing it brought to my mind was the Castle Doctrine. Mm-hmm. So then I looked up the Castle Doctrine for that that state in particular, Georgia, and they're the only ones with their Castle Doctrine worded this way. So this is it. It's one sentence. No duty to retreat prior to use of force in self-defense.
Yep.
So it's pretty much saying, man, all you got to do is say you was defending yourself and shoot someone in Georgia anyway. I know, of course, if you're not black. So I think that this law, first I want to say is I don't know if it's good or bad, but I would say that I would doubt a lot of black people live in this city. And this law was made for black people to even think about coming in here doing any of y'all crimes. You know what's going to happen. And that's what I took from it. And I'll mute my line. That's all I wanted to say.
Much respect. Exactly. It's set up, and I'm glad that you brought up the castle, because that's really what it really is. And see, here, you have to know, even from the standpoint of the immoral laws that are there, there are many of them. My thing is that you have to know all of them, even the good laws, so that you can legally break them all. Because in legally breaking them all, that means that you are taking what you didn't contract to be able to shape-shift it into what you need to serve your purpose today. Many people do it all the time. It's an art to it, a very profitable one. So great, great points, Thomas. We got to get another caller real quick. We got Jenna on the line. Jenna, what say you, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. My man.
My apologies. Okay. I had to take myself off of mute. How are you doing, Brother Dave?
What's up, man? Always still learning.
Still learning. Yeah, that's the thing we need to be doing. I spoke with Scotty earlier today. Greetings to you, Scotty. All of the other callers. I got on a little bit late. Me and my children, you know, I taught them how to actually read the dictionary. I don't know if that makes any sense to a lot of the people that's listening, but actually learning how to read the dictionary is something very vital to our community, because a lot of us don't know how to do it. But I wanted to address something that Brother Ross has said. The Alabama of the North, I don't know if he knows, and then right behind that, Brother Thomas come in talking about Georgia. You know, Georgia was created because of the slaves that was leaving from South Carolina and Tennessee. They created Georgia specifically for that. And Tennessee is where the Klan started, if many of you didn't know. You know, not too far from where I am, you know, maybe about an hour or so, you know. So these things are very critical, especially to me, where I stay at. Before I was a little bit less confused, I moved to a place to the suburbs because I thought I wanted to get away from the gunshots and what have you. But there's not, it's not that much different. It's just the difference between the people who are firing those guns and the police that show up when those guns are being fired. But anyhow, I had a quick question for you, Dave. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
When we are trying to understand these different aspects of life, we tend to take in what's personal to us. We never really consider what's going on with the community. Now, me, myself, I tend to take what's personal to myself and what's going on with the community and share that with my children and make sure that they understand the difference between the two and the camaraderie, if I'm saying that correctly. You know, my
mm-hmm, camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You said it right. No, you good. You said it right.
If they understand the difference between the two and the sole purpose of it. The reason I bring that up is because today, alongside of what you were speaking of, today me and my children were speaking about insanity. So instead of explaining it to them myself, because my daughter says that my dialect is very, very crazy. You know, they correct me on words that I'm using and what have you. So instead of me trying to explain it to them myself, I made them look it up. And it took us four dictionaries. Again, it took us four dictionaries to understand one definition. And that goes back to me saying that I've taught my children how to use the dictionary. Because one dictionary is not going to give you the actual definition, because there's a lot of words in the dictionary that a lot of us don't understand, and very rarely do we take the time out to find out what those words mean. So when you're speaking of this, it goes back to something that I said when a few Fridays ago when you allowed us to host the show for you, reading comprehension. A lot of us don't have no understanding of that. And because of what we have been told as children, young adults, and then adults, we would neglect that because we don't want to feel like we are that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Once we grab a hold to all of that, everything seems to be pretty easy. Not saying that it's easy without it in the world, but understanding what's going on in front of us, behind the scenes and what have you, it just comes so naturally after we understand what's being said. With that being said, yo, I just wanted to add that little piece, and I'm going to put myself on mute. Thank you for taking my call.
For sure, my man, Jen. Yeah, you know what? And reading comprehension is very, very important, because it's not only just being able to get a fundamental clue as to what is being written, but what's being implied. Can you comprehend what's really being implied? And that is really a lost art. If you look at that, let me show you, you can show an example of that, is that in our text messages to one another, it never implies what we really wanted to imply. It's still reading. So being able to pick up on what's implied and understanding the uses of spells and the uses of grimoires known as words and how they're used is very, very important. Someone can tell you with a smile, I'm going to murder you and your whole family tonight. But if we look at the way that we've been schooled, we say, isn't he so nice, handsome? Barack would never do nothing like that. And then lo and behold. But I don't want to get too far on it. Great, great call, Jen. It's so, so true. Real quick, Thomas said he didn't wasn't quite sure how many people of color lived in, or black people lived in Kennesaw. Someone put it up. I don't know who it is. It says there's 6,000 blacks in Kennesaw in the city. Population was spread out over 27% under the age of 18, 10% from 18 to 24, 32% from 25 to 44, 21.8% from 45 to 64. So it was generally from 18 to...
Yo, Dave.
From 18 to 24. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Janet, real quick. Go ahead.
Is that Kennesaw, Tennessee that y'all speaking of? Because we have
no. It's Kennesaw, Georgia. If you can look inside a BTR on Tando's page, is the first article I posted from Cerebrally Naive Network, commonly known as CNN, about a town that has made it a law for all its citizens to have guns. It's in Georgia. My man. Okay, so listen, it has...
Hey, Dave, let me just say, man, that's a good percentage of black people. That's like New York City's percentage of black people.
It's 18% black people.
That's a lot of black people. And I just wanted... And I know you can answer this, and I know Vaz and Jerry was just saying, and Vaz living in Jersey City before and now living down... in South Jersey, when you're in New Jersey, when you hit the South Jersey, that's a whole nother state, bro. You like, oh my God, it's like you're in the South for real. It's like they don't play. It's totally different. And I wanted to mute my line.
Yeah, very, 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 very true. Jersey is as Ryan said, is in a lot of parts of it is the Alabama of the North. Very, very, because it's an old city. It's one of the oldest states in the Union. So, but check this out real quick. So it's got 18% of it is black, and it says that, and I was surprised by that. And it has the median age was 32 years for every 100 females. There were 95 males for every 100 females. And then there were over 18, there were 88.97 males there. So they got so that's their demographics. And that was from CMCP. Thanks for that. So real, real, real important. So want to get back to this preparedness. Where should we start and why this is so important? And I really want to say the starting point for every person, no matter who you are, you have to start from it. Now, what are you preparing for? That needs to be something that you determine. But I would definitely say one of the reasons why we started Tando Radio Show is because of so that some of the false flags and the overall directions of subjugation and enslavement won't have as much of an influence over your overall energy lives that you will be surrendering to the system. So we basically want to get you protected so that you have choices when things go awry that you can seize on opportunities and not be victimized as much, or to have a measure of immunity to the overall agenda of subjugation and enslavement. If we all did that, man, the system would not be able to stand. So for you, no matter how much you make or how much you say how little you make, you have to first, in preparing, one of the keys to preparing is haves. Let's go over haves. And if you'd like to have any input on that, just jump in, 704-802-5056. Haves. What are haves? The things you now currently have under your control. Not your ownership, but under your control. Here's why that's so important. Not ownership, but control. You could so-called own a boat in Tennessee or have a vacation home in Tennessee, and I just said that because of Jenna, but you live in Texas. If something awry goes or something goes wrong where you can't get from Texas to Tennessee, you don't have that anymore. And everything that you put there, you no longer have. You have it from the standpoint of you own it, but we never talk about ownership on this show. We talk about control. If you don't control it, it is not going to always be something that you are going to be able to utilize to your benefit. Everything that you own can be dutifully repossessed. You're in Texas, something goes wrong in the country, Tennessee, wherever it is in Tennessee, my man Jerry may come across that and say, well, I control this now. So very, very important. Haves. Haves are what is under your immediate control. Do you have food? Do you have water? That's under your immediate control. And when I say immediate control, this is very, very important in prepping. Can you walk to it from where you work or where you commonly find yourself?
Where
notice
you
I didn't
reside.
Say drive. Notice I didn't say drive. Right. Where you reside.
Brother Dave.
Can you walk to it? Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Yo, back when I first heard this conversation, because we've had this conversation several times here on Tando, one of the things that I did is I bought a now when you talk about the tri-state areas, you have an area for your particular city, and whether you know it or not, you live in a place that may be commandeered by the bigger city. So you have a map for the city that you live in, and then you have a map for the larger city that's in your vicinity. What I went and done is that I went and bought a map for both of those, and I highlighted where I stay. And what I done is that when I highlighted that, I found out where the grocery stores, where the ammunition place, and the clothing stores. I highlighted all of those places around the area where I live, and then I've done the same things, even though I do not, like, I really have a dislike for my older two children's mother. I highlighted her place also. So I highlighted all of those places to be able to take care of my immediate family.
Right. Right. Right.
And what happens is that those places do not necessarily intersect. So if anything happened around here, now I have to handle what's going on at my house and be able to watch what's going on at those other places. And I also have to highlight her house and what's going on at their places. I have two places that I have to take care of. My mother, me and my mother and her husband, because she's not married to my father, they all converge to my place. I've made it known that my oldest two children, their family could converge to my place also, but they're not willing to do that. But I still feel the need to be able to take care of that area also. Now, I have...
Right.
With a situation that I had brought up on Tando and on Real Life, I'm not even going to mention that, but there are situations that are going on that I'm not going to get into no more because I got information from the Tennessee version of the FBI, and I don't even want to say that, but there are I can't even think of what the wording is right now at this particular moment, but there are contingency plans. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. There are contingency plans for me to make sure that they are okay and that we are okay. This is something that all of us need to do. There is a such thing that many of us may not even know about. And I talked to Brother Roz about this the other night, and I did not get to do it, Brother Roz, while we on air. I just going to tell you now. I wanted to go check out what the 20 year, the 50 year, and the 100 year plan is for our city. For those of you who don't know, they have a contingency plan which has 20, 50, and 100-year plan for what they deem the city to look like. Everybody needs to have that map, whether you're by
real estate. It is a map. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's a map. Whether you have the whether you are planning on buying real estate or you just want to know what they plan, because you don't have that capability, but what they plan the city that you live in specifically, what they plan on it looking like, you
yes.
need to know what
the
that
projections.
Looks like so that
yep.
you could be ready whenever anything happens. You need a current map and that projection map, like Brother Dave just said. You need to have...
Hold on, Jerry. We got to get ready to go to a commercial. Man, so important. What Jerry laid out is a pen map. And for himself and then the overall projection plans of that overall city. And you'll see the redistricting and everything else, the economic zones that are known as economic plight that are going to be the affluent areas. And it's so important. Definitely need to know that because you can see what's going on. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live. And if you'd like to get in on today's conversation, give us a call, 804-702-5056. Hold on, I messed up my phone here. 1 second. Let me jump back in. Hopefully I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. All right. The number is area code 704-802-5056. And just before we went to the break, my man Jerry was laying out his pen map, and everyone should definitely have that. And he said also he was talking about some needs and some wants on that pen map by laying out where the different stores and everything is. That would be categorizing maybe some of your needs and some of your wants. Okay, very, very important. You need that overall map because that is your foundation. And one of the things I was talking about before we went into the break is that your haves. This is how you should establish. It doesn't matter, you know, what your overall economic standings is. You know, it doesn't matter if you so-called have a million coupons or you just have two coupons after everything is said and done. Some of these principles you'll be able to use, and this should be the overall foundation of your preparedness, in my opinion. And this is not something you can add on to it, or you could delete some of it if it doesn't apply to you. You should be the determining factor in that. We got another caller in queue, but just hold on 1 second. I'm going to go to that caller in a minute. Is out of ATL. Go to you in a minute, a caller out of ATL. Let me give the criteria of what a have is. Once again, haves are something that you can control, not own, that is within your walking distance from your home or your place of employment or your business or where you commonly gather, where you spend a lot of your time. If you spend a lot of your time at a job site, well, some of your haves will be at that job site because things can go awry while you're at your job, and you need to be able to utilize what you have under your control with you. Stating that is probably very, very important for those of you that do have vehicles, cars. Stating that means that part of your haves is what you have in your car, not only the car itself, but what's in the car.
Hold on,
okay? So that's what haves are.
And you know, I was giving out a whole bunch of things. So before you go to that next caller, if I may, you know, I don't mean to intrude on the conversation. I just, like I said, I walked in late because we was digging into the dictionary. So
no, you good. Go ahead.
It's okay. One of the things that you have to always pay attention to is that everything that you deem is right, when stuff is going on, all of that goes out the window. So they brought up the fact that me, myself, I can ride a bike to my job. My job is 10 miles away from my house. I've done this several times before when I have wrecked my vehicle or what have you. So when he's talking about things that's at the job, if you need some power tools, you need a air compressor, it may not have nothing to do with any of that. It could just be some slabs of wood. These are things that you could put in place. But if you have that map in place, you know that you could go to your job and grab such and such and such. You could go to the dollar store that's a few miles away from you and grab such and such and such. You could go to the gas station. You could grab such and such and such. You know,
right. And you could prioritize, and it gives you a map. Right.
Exactly. But you also have to be in the mind state that all of us, well, excuse me, most of us are. And go to these places in sequence, because you can't just go at them nilly-willy, because other people, if you go to a place that you don't supposed to go to at that particular time, you will meet a mob of people, and they will be prepared to mow you down.
Yeah.
Understand that. You have to understand that. So with that being
priority,
said,
you got to prioritize everything.
I'm going to put myself
Jerry,
on mute. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate
yo.
You, Jenna. Appreciate
Thank you.
You
so
Jenna
much.
Is absolutely right. For sure. Jenna's absolutely right. You got to prioritize your overall. And how you prioritize things is based, first of all, you have to know what you have. Okay? So you set that list up. What is it that you have? You should inventory and know what is it that you have. But one of the things with having things is it can't just be you that know that you have it. Everyone within your overall family or your overall group that you are now dependent upon, they need to know that as well. Else you can't really count that as a have, because what if for some reason you can't, what if less for some reason, like you've been saving up on some antibacterial component, and then you are unconscious and you need that type of stuff. Well, you had it, but you can't use it because you didn't tell nobody that it was there. So take along with that. So haves is what you have under your immediate control. So with that being said, I don't want like to keep our callers waiting. Let's go to our caller out of ATL. Caller out of ATL, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? What say you?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Scotty, everybody. Brother Rise and everybody. This is Jada from Atlanta. How you guys doing?
What's up, Jada?
Not much. Just trying to hang in there. I was cooking dinner, and I was listening, and I said, wow, this is a powerful show. But I just wanted to kind of give a shout-out to Brother Rise and Brother Thomas, because when you were absent last week, they really did a great job for filling in, and I learned so much. It was just on and popping. I was like, okay, that's real right there.
And it was Jenna. It was actually Rise, Jenna, and then and Thomas. You know, Thomas always contributes
so
as well. So no. You were right.
They sound alike. Okay then. Okay, so Brother Thomas and Brother Jenna, they sound alike. Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
You're good. No harm, no foul. But go ahead, Jada. What's happening, sister?
Oh, I just wanted to contribute because it's interesting you talk about what you guys were talking about, how we can't agree to disagree. And me and my sister, when we first moved from New York to Atlanta, you know, our views are different. She's like really serious and I'm not. I don't like to joke around, so we're like night and day, long story short. You know, she's like,
oh, I would get on your nerves then.
She's real serious. She don't play no radio with it. She's cutthroat. But anyway, she's like, look, we're going to do it this way. So we agreed to disagree. And even if we had a disagreement, we didn't allow it to affect our boys that we were raising together.
Right.
And that's where we fall short as a people, because we have been so mentally handicapped that we don't know how to work together, even if we may not be on the same page, whether it's economically, religiously. We can't put that aside to get an overall goal done. And that's what she and I did. And people say, oh, how did y'all do it? We just said we put the BS aside, so to speak, just so these boys can get what they needed. And now we see the results of our food, because now my nephew, he goes to school in New York. He graduated, went to, and he's in college now. And I'm like, man, I was like, wow, you know, I can't believe it. I remember when you was blah, 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 and now look at you. And he kind of throws back on, yeah, I remember when you and Mom used to sit me down and y'all used to be in my face and be like, hey, you ain't going to be no punk, blah, blah, blah. And we'd be like, yeah, you know, we had to do that. You know what I'm saying? We're single moms. We wasn't going to raise no boy with no female underwear on. So he was just like, man. So he's like, man, New York City ain't no joke. He said, but y'all trained me well. I said, yeah. I was like, we had to. So we had to pour into him and give him the tools. So as he got older, and it's funny, you don't see it now, but when they leave your house and they can come back to you and say, hey, I appreciate what you poured into me because, man, I didn't understand it then, but now I understand, just like even now with my kids. And I'm like, you got to understand, even with our firearms, they're not toys, okay? So don't even think about it. You know, right. Even with me growing up with a firearm in our household, it was always, even if it's not loaded, it's always loaded. And that's what my dad used to teach us. So, you know, safety first at all times, at all costs. You know, you don't go near it, you know, unless, you know, when you guys get it, when they get older, we'll be able to train them and stuff like that. But as of right now, no, it's off limits to them. But, you know, we have to, as a people, agree to disagree, and all that other foolishness, it definitely has to be set aside. For example, like, you're all the way in Texas, right? God forbid,
yes,
this, that, and the third, and I'd be like, okay, we gotta find a mat, we gotta get to so and so. That's how it is. When I'm all the way here in Georgia, my sister called, she had an issue. You think me and my sister was gonna sit back and watch? Man, we jumped on that bus, okay? We went up to New York, mm-hmm, and we handled it. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's how we do things. That's family,
right.
You know. You guys are family. If Ross had an issue, I'd be like, oh, for real? Okay.
Jay, I'm glad you said that. And I was going to say, you know, one of the things that we have to do in order to have the collective prudence, don't call me brother if you can't have the same harmony that I had with Calvin, my brother.
Right. If it came down to it, you better talk. We going to drop what we're doing, and we're going to take the little Chinese bus, and we're going to get to you. I don't care by any means necessary. We're going to get to you and make sure your stuff is straight. And once you cool, we can bounce. Once you straight, you know what I'm saying? We handle it. That's how we always roll. That's how we have always rolled, me and my sister, like that. Because we understand the dynamics of working together. You don't have to agree. We even have fallen out sometimes. Well, I'd be like, man, bump that, blah, blah, blah. But we still going to do this. Yeah, we're like, yeah, we're going to do this junk, but we keep it moving. So any one of y'all,
that's maturity.
That's how it should be. That's how we should do it. That's how we should roll.
That's maturity. As Otis said, is focus on goals and purpose over personality. So, so important. And that's how you get things actionably done. And this is the, and I'm glad Jada brought that up, because that is the solution to many of our things. You have that, to me, that is one of the essential haves, just like food and water and the table of preparedness. Being able to have harmony and collective prudence with someone other than yourself and as many people as you possibly can. Do you know what that means? That is a human connection that is known as relationship, that is able to solve every problem or be able to overcome every obstacle before you. And it's one thing with preparing that people neglect. So we got our haves. We got our haves. Check this out, Jaden. Hold on. We got our haves. Now when we look in, we have to survey, what is it that we have? What do we have under our control? We got 10 days worth of food. We have 5 days worth of water. We have this. And from your haves, it's very, very important to establish what are your needs from your haves. And generally, your needs have to be first mirrored with your haves plus two. Because there's an old saying, military saying, two is one and one is none. So if you have, let's say you need a firearm. If you have one firearm, you really don't have a firearm. Because what if something happens to that one firearm? Now you have none. So one of the things that everyone should be looking at from taking a look at where you are and creating a preparedness plan. You break down the table of preparedness, and then you break down the haves and the needs, and we'll go over these again. Your haves, everything that you have has to go under your needs and put times two, and then establish other things that you need. And I hope I'm making myself clear with that. So let's say you have 30 days worth of food. Under your needs category, you have to have 30 days plus 30 or 15 more days for that really to equal just the 30 days. Why is that? Because one is none and two is one. You always have to account for something going awry. So then once again, under your needs. Now, your needs are things that you may not presently have, but you realize that you need to be disciplined to work towards to acquire. Meaning, maybe we cut out some Jordans, or maybe we cut out some other frivolous stuff that we shouldn't be engaging in. Because from cutting those out and having discipline, then you'll place from that, take from that, to build on your needs. Now you're getting a systematic plan. And let me tell you something about being prepared. You ain't ready for, many people say that they've been preparing for 2 months, ain't nothing happened. Well, you better be thank the great creator that nothing happened from the 2 months that you started to prepare, because you ain't ready for it. And I'm going to tell you just from my experience. I've been preparing for things for a very long time. Once they happen, it doesn't really mean, just because you prepare for something doesn't mean that you're ready. I found that out with the passing and the great transformation that my brother made. I've been preparing for that since I was a child. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready for it when it happened. Same thing in preparing. But do you stop preparing? No. You need as much time as you possibly can get to get off of what the schools have taught us, and I will say, get off our dumb spills hats and start to move in a direction of our sovereignty. I don't want anything to happen next week. One time, people ask me all the time, well, it ain't happened yet. I'm happy it hadn't happened yet, because if it had happened, what you got? You not ready for nothing right now. Well, you not even prepared, let alone ready. You know, they say, yeah, that's true. And then, you know, they do go back to do what they were doing before. Why? Because subconsciously, the schooling has is reinforcing this indoctrination on them, and they're giving into that. Discipline breaks what is not in your best interest from having a say over your free will, which you do control. So your needs, you put your haves under your needs, because you're going to need more of your haves. Then you start to establish the other needs that are pressing, that you need, that you should be focusing on, and you have to prioritize those things. So those are your needs. You got to list out your haves. List out your needs. Then you go to your wants. What are your wants? Your wants are the things that will enhance momentum from your haves and your needs. Your wants are the things that will momentumize and enhance everything in your haves and your needs. What could those be? Those could be, maybe you want a certain kind of flashlight. You have other forms of lighting, but you want this particular flashlight. Maybe you want an infrared camera or a thermal camera. All of those would be under your wants. You don't get your wants before establishing your haves and your needs. Never ever sacrifice your wants for your needs in your haves. But the system has always taught us to always focus on what? Our wants. Because the thing about wants is this: they only may be beneficial under certain circumstances. They are incident specific. instead of being sustainable, instead of having relevance in sustainability. Case in point, you may want thermal sights, or a thermal camera, or a thermal imaging that will enhance your ability to do some things. But you shouldn't go out and spend on a thermal camera or thermal imaging when you don't have anything, and all the things that you need you've neglected. Because what can happen is this: now you may not have the opportunity to get haves or needs, but if you have your haves and needs, you never know, you may run across some of the things that you want. You can't risk running across the things that you need. That makes you a wanderer. That makes you a zombie. That makes you the walking dead, just to put it in perspective. Your haves, your needs, your wants. We're going to definitely develop this a whole lot more, and I want to reemphasize, discipline is the key. Because every person here listening to Tando Radio Show, listening to Black Talk Radio Network, if you actually want to achieve something, you'll find the path that leads you to that accomplishment. If you want to complain, you'll find every reason to complain. If you want to succeed, you'll find every path to travel down until you meet that overall goal that determines what you have deemed as being successful. It always comes to a commitment level. What are you willing to do in order to establish a measure of preparedness that can bring you prosperity and the opportunity to seize on obstacles? You have to determine that. Yes, you hear about the, you know, on preparedness places, they'll tell you, you know, this. That's all cool. But the mindset and the discipline to engage in preparing before you start to preparing is the first thing you must master. Yo, I need to do this, and I need to come up with a way in which I can start to prepare. And don't look at the timetable of things. You should be preparing for years, because one of the things about preparing is this: you're teaching yourself, your children, and our community to be prodigious savers. Because everything you have, and then you develop the needs, and then you get the wants, now you have something that has value that's somewhere along the line. When the lights go out, what part of the table of preparedness, along with this three-column foundation, how much of that will you be able to rely on? How much of it have you in place while the lights were still on? And I said this before on our old Sunday calls for preparedness. I wanted everybody to do this tonight. Once the sun goes down and it gets dark, I want you to go home and turn out all of the lights. Go through this exercise. Turn out all of the lights in your home. Do this. And be careful, but do it at your own risk. Don't blame me for it if you, you know, hurt yourself. Here's what I want you to do. Go home and turn out all of the lights. Now, with all of the lights out, answer this question. What do you have? What do you need? What do you wish that you, what do you want? And most importantly, make that determination. Are you ready and what discipline you are, what discipline will you use to have a more confidence, yes, I'm ready? Meaning, what are you willing to do so that when the lights get turned out, not by you turning them out, but by someone else clicking them off, you're already prepared. You've been preparing, and now you'll be ready to face whatever it is. May not be fun, but you ain't scared. Because immediately what happens with the human, and it's funny how the human mind works, immediately when it's confronted with danger, they call it the fight or flight. When you have resources, you're ready to fight. You're going to fight this obstacle now. When you don't have resources, you're ready to run because you're scared. So I just want to thank you all for the show. And it says, Melanated Roots will be discussing remedies and recourse under the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, exit strategies. That is going to be coming on. Melanated Roots is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt on that. So, hey, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later because I'm running a little late. Let's jump right out of it. So, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs, if you could be so kind to chime us out of here real quick. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.